From the busy streets of New York City and the luscious mountains in Denver, Colorado, this is the Winter Fanboys Podcast, produced by First Base Studios. I'm Adam.
Ben.
And now, let's Christmas. And welcome back to the Winter Fanboys Podcast. I'm Adam.
I'm Ben.
Winner, winner. And we are the Winter Fanboys, where we cover the Winter Failure, who makes the most original Christmas songs that no one has ever heard of.
Nobody. And we're trying to fix that.
Come on, we're boosting the signal. Bow, 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 just like cavemen could have done.
Had if they knew how.
Electricity
through their rocks. If they put their electricity through the right kind of rocks.
And if you have no idea what we're talking about, that's the point.
Then you should have been here before we started recording.
All right. And we are on episode, what is this? This is episode four.
Episode one was recorded by somebody else. some other two guys.
A long time ago when episode one was recorded.
Days ago at this point.
Days. Oh.
Days ago.
I don't know if you noticed, but
my drink's different.
Look at him. Look at him. He's drinking the good old gin and tonic. You have a lime in there?
I don't. I'm a heathen.
You are.
I'm a barbarian. I don't have any lime.
I am drinking still eggnog. Wow. I've drank a lot of eggnog tonight with a lot of rum. I will switch it up for the next one. I got to stop giving everything away. All right. Anyway, today we are talking about digital skies.
Zeros and ones, ones and zeros up there. What's
up
that? Is it an airplane? Is it a rocket ship? Is it a bird? No, it's the cloud.
The cloud.
That's right. What makes you think about Christmas more than the reality of storing digital data in this modern world? Will we run out of the internet? Those are the questions. Is there enough internet to go around? Are we using it all up? Will future generations curse us? These are the questions.
We're going to talk about all of that in 20 minutes.
We're going to solve it.
That's it. By the end of this podcast, talk about it. You're going to know
how to think about it. You're going to be like Adam and just accept the words that somebody else says and don't think for yourself and get yelled at by your dad.
Wow, I'm not sharing anything with you anymore. For the record, I'm not getting yelled at. We're just two passionate personalities.
Really? You're two passionate personalities? Your father and you? A man who loves holes as much as you. Does your dad like holes? I've never met your dad.
No, you've met my dad. He was at the wedding.
I have met your dad. He was at the wedding.
Yeah, you're like, I met him in a group setting.
Unfortunately, I didn't get a chance to like have a conversation with your dad about holes and your love for it, love for it, and the way it formed the connective tissue of your father-son relationship.
Holes. Mm-hmm. Stanley Yelnats. Mm-hmm. Yelnats.
Dig it up.
Yelnats.
Dig it. Dig it
dig
up.
Dig it. I had a family friend over. Family friend? No, a friend from high school. Name's Brendan. He was at the wedding as well. But he came over and he like sat down and talked to our roommate, Paul, and was like, oh, you want to know about Adam's dad? Adam's dad is great. He like went on this whole rant about how great my dad is.
How great your dad was?
Yeah, but then he also talked about how we also argue in front of anyone.
Well, that's just, I'm sorry, Adam. That's just like part of how you are, you know. Mm-hmm. You don't even care who's around.
Who's watching?
You can get into it. Who's watching? Everyone watch.
Anyway,
I'm
about to be right.
Oh, man. Digital sky.
Digital sky. Is it digital skies or digital sky?
I think it's digital sky.
Digital sky. If we say the word sky enough, it'll make me sound weird. Okay, digital sky. Do you want me to start this or do you want to start it? Do you have any like strong opinions
about it? This song's cool. This song's cool. I like the way the song starts. I like the weird effects that Dave is putting into it. It kind of got that weird, like, kind of thing that he's doing. I don't know what that is. I wish I had better words for it, but it's really cool. And the way the song starts out is like, I'm into it. I do think that the transition from the verses to the chorus is a little jarring to me. You know, like, I feel like we kind of go from like this kind of like interesting, weird, word into like, you know, like the verses, which are a little more straightforward. That struck me as kind of surprising. I like the way this song is produced. I like the instrumentation in this song. It's fun. It's interesting. I think this album might be the most interesting, like, produced album that they've done. Like, have the most interesting kind of like stuff going on in the on the production side. So those are some of my initial impressions. What about you? What about you, Adam? What did you got?
So I think this is Dave's chef's kiss. The reason why
something
is
French.
This is a Dave Riandu's.
Compliment.
Dave, so the way this song starts, the only way I can think about it is going from film to digital. So when you do film, it's typically about 24 frames per second, right? That's about what film is shot at. And then when you go to digital, it's 30 frames a second. So the beginning of the song, it starts out this, it's like going too fast, and then it slows down. So, spoiler alert, or you probably already know this if you've been listening to the podcast, I'm going to use that beginning part as our intro, and the outro is going to be the end of the song. Because I think this idea of like speeding up time or slowing time down to go from analog to digital. So the way I see it is like,
and analog is slower and digital is faster.
Yeah. Sorry. Am I saying it backwards?
Yeah, okay. No, you're right. I'm just reiterating.
So
okay,
I'm thinking of like, the song is about digital sky, right? It's this idea of like memories and things going up into the cloud. However, I almost think of the song as like, if it was shot on film, it's going from 30 frames a second to 24 frames a second. So therefore it's, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry for podcast listeners. I just hit the mic. It's going from 24 frames, or it's going from 30 frames to 24. So it has to slow down. And so you hear this like, I thought of a clock when I first thought of it. And then I was like, wait, it actually is almost like a flickering of like something going digital to flickering into into film. So it's flickering. So it's going from 30 frames to 24 frames, and you're actually seeing it in real time slow down. Then the song happens, and then at the end of the song, it speeds back up to get back to digital. So it picks back up.
Interesting. Okay, so in digital sky, we slow down is what you're saying.
Yeah, in digital sky, for us to see it, us to understand it, we have to slow down.
So we go from the digital to the analog, and then back to the digital afterwards.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So that's
a cool way of thinking about it.
That's how I thought about it when I was listening to it, and
my cookies are done. I'm gonna take my cookies out of the oven. I can hear you.
You 100% are walking away from me right now. Why we're doing a podcast to get your cookies? Okay, he can't talk. Yeah. He can't defend himself. So I should say all bad things about Ben right now while he goes to get his cookies out of the oven. No, I'm just kidding. All good things.
Cookies out of the oven. I did.
Cookies. glad the cookies are out. So what I like about the song is, how often have you run into this issue of running out of storage? Whether it be iCloud storage, Google storage. My Gmail says it all the time. My iCloud luckily hasn't been that, knock on wood. But then, like, we have an external hard drive that we literally put memories on. I think we save more things now than we ever did back when you, like, had to bring out the big old video camera and you're shooting for Channel 13 news.
My phone about once a week reminds me that it's been about 500 days since it's been backed up. And every time I'm just like, yep, ignore.
Ignore. That's about right.
Yep. Should not... yep.
So you don't store anything?
I mean, I store stuff. It's just that, like, I paid 99 cents for extra storage and then I filled it all up and then I decided, I don't know. I guess I've just been putting it off. I don't know. And this whole song's about it, right? This whole song's about, like, putting all your stuff, like, where does your digital stuff, where does this podcast live? You know, where is this, where does it live? Where's the internet? Is the internet in Kentucky? Is it in, you know, Azerbaijan? Where does the internet live? Because it's got to be somewhere, right?
Like, yeah.
You know, and it is. It's in, like, data centers and, like, all this stuff that we got to use to, like, keep on maintaining it. When I was in engineering, I went to engineering school. You probably don't know that from listening to me. one of the things they talked about is, like, all digital data, all of our data, no matter where it's stored, it will, all storage devices will one day fail, all of them, no matter what. Like, it's just like a physical reality, like a law of the universe, that, like, they will degrade, and the tiny little bits of electricity that store the ones and zeros that make up all this stuff, like, will eventually fail, and that energy will be released and it will be go away. So while you back up your data is, like, essentially to just keep refreshing it, you know, like, if it's refreshed, then it has a longer period of time in which it will last before it will fail.
Sure.
So that's just, there it is. Like, that's just part of the reality of living in the world we live in.
I mean, to be fair, that's the same for anything though, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Everything right. will at some point, even if someone's like, oh, this relic was passed down from generations to generations, unless it's stolen and put in a museum. You heard me correctly.
Yeah.
unless it's done there. And even then, right? We're mm-hmm. not promised that everything will be preserved.
No,
but then your personal stuff will most likely probably end up in a landfill somewhere.
Yeah, probably. And,
like,
you know, like, I'm sorry, but your family photos are like, they're nice and they're relevant to you and your family, but they're not the Book of Job. They're not going to be copied for the next 10,000 years, you know, or however long, you know, like, the next, oh, hey, bud.
Hey.
There's a dog on stream now.
You want to come in?
And so, yeah, like, this whole song, like, the reality of storing all of our memories up in the cloud is what Dave is singing about, which is such a wild Christmas song, you know? All of our Christmas memories being stored up in the cloud and thinking about the cost of doing that.
Yes. That's the part that I was like, well, it's a weird Christmas song, but then you think about it, it's like you're storing all your memories, your laughs and everything in the cloud. And then it's the cost, right? The idea of, like, you're paying for cloud. So you're paying for more storage space to just put all this stuff up in there.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we jump into the, you talked about the music a little bit, but what I wanted to share is that I really like is I love the guitar.
Mm.
I'm 99% sure it's a guitar. It's an electric guitar. And I just think it's a fun, funky beat, a fun, funky, like, rhythm that he's playing. Or like a riff that he's playing throughout the whole song. You know, I like that part of the music. And then I also like how he talks about, at one point he ties the lyrics again. This is where he's tying the lyrics to a vocal effect or to an effect, right? Mm-hmm. When he's like talking about talking into the void or taking, I don't know the lyric, but he like basically sucks the music out. Like it sounds like he sucks the music out and he's saying it into the void and then brings the music back in.
It's like, yeah, this funky effect he puts on it there. Yeah. It's almost like that passing into the tunnel effect we got in like, in Christmas Ghouls.
Yeah.
A little bit. But wait, yeah, he does it. Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah.
You can hear it right here.
With each passing year, the day is fast embrace. The cloud becomes crowded and expensive space. The more I hold dear, the more it accrues. A price tag of memories I can't refuse.
Ah, yeah, there you go.
There it is.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah, like throwing all of your Christmas memories into the void. It's like I said before we record this podcast that like this song makes me sad. That's not exactly true. It doesn't make me sad, but it is like it does make me kind of like introspective. And I'm already pretty introspective, so it just kind of makes me more so. Yeah, like the reality of living in this like weird digital age where we can store so much. You know, like 2 weeks ago, I looked through like a bunch of my photos on my phone. That reminds me, I should back it up. and like it did remind me of a bunch of things that happened in my life, right? That I kind of, mm-hmm. I'd kind of vaguely forgotten about. And how weird is it that we get to do that in a way that people really didn't get to do, you know, in 50 to 100 years ago. Like that's just not really what you would expect. You might have like a handful of photos and those would be important. You know, I've got like 2-3 photos of like my grandparents. I've got a painting. We have a single painting of like one of my, I think my great, great grandfather or something like that. And that's the only thing we have that like shows his likeness, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. That's kind of interesting because I was going to say before photos or video, right? Would you have paintings? And you really only mm-hmm. had paintings probably for people that could afford to get their, you know, that was a long time.
Yeah.
You also
yeah.
had to sit there for a long time. So yeah, I think it's a fascinating idea, right? To think of Christmas time and all your memories and everything that you have. And then to like tie it to like paying for storage. I could see where it's sad, but I just find the rhythm so fun that I don't find it. Like I also find the melodic line in the chorus
mm-hmm.
kind of fun. It's pleasing to the ear. Like, yeah. like
it's
pleasing. Like it doesn't make me sad. It kind of makes me more like introspective.
Yeah.
Introspective. What are words? I mean, come on, really? What are the
words? What are words, but just sounds. Going through the air that your brain
yeah.
is conditioned to interpret.
Yeah, I mean, come on. So, yeah, it makes me really kind of be like, oh, yeah, I do literally take pictures at Christmas or holidays or any big event. And then I put them, you know, I subconsciously just they're just on my phone, right? But they are going to the cloud and I am paying for storage every month. So
does it make you feel is it kind of like a security in like that they're there to you?
Yeah, I actually do this. I actually save things on an external hard drive as well. So I'll pop it off. I'll put it off the cloud and then I'll save all of it. Right. And not organized. It's just saved. So it'd just be like Adam's photos and videos from iPhone, and it will just be tons of photos. You go in there and you're like, why do you have this stuff? Like, mm-hmm. who needs this? You're like going through and you're mm-hmm. like, but I'm like, oh, it's only taking up like 5 gigabytes of a 10 terabyte drive. So I'm like, it's only mine. It's not really that big of a deal.
Yeah. now imagine the apocalypse has happened and somebody fought and what has somehow survived the whole thing is Adam's photos. it's like we've got like the Epic of Gilgamesh and we've got like Beowulf and we've got, you know, make a couple of Shakespeare's plays and we've got the Bible And then we've got Adam's photos. Like, these are the relics of the distant past.
Ooh. They would be... It's quite ridiculous when you think about what I saved. Because some of them are screen... There are a lot of screenshots. You're like, why do you have so many... Also, why are you saving screenshots? Why are you saving... You're like, that's a ticket. That's a screenshot of something that you Googled. That's a screenshot of a number that you calculated because you needed to save it for something, right? You needed it in the moment, but then you just like, I don't need it anymore. I have like tons of those where I'm calculating something and I'll be like, oh, I'll screenshot that because then I have to come back and multiply it or divide it or something and I need to know that number. Yep. You'd be like, why do you have 300 screenshots of the calculator? Like, is it important for you to save that? And I'm like,
but you're using like the apex of human technology to screenshot it as opposed to like the pencil and the paper to write it down.
That's called, some would say that's lazy. I would say it's innovation, baby. Okay.
It's innovation, baby. You've heard it. You heard it here. I have, I, when I was looking through my photos a couple of weeks ago, I had like a not insignificant number of photos that were just my alarm, which I accidentally screenshotted trying to snooze my clock, snooze my phone. Like literally, like maybe like, I don't know, like maybe like 1% of my photos were just accidental screenshots of my alarm clock.
Hey, I will say this. What's nice about the photos and stuff that I save is that I can go back and I can see photos of like, some of the first times that we met each other, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I bring that photo up of when it was me, you, Dave, and Matthew. And
on Matthew, my roof, on the roof, in the, in the moon, right?
In the moon. I share that one quite a bit. Now, granted, it's also on Facebook, right? So I don't really need to say, it's like multiple, it's in multiple places. Yeah. But yeah, so I do think there is an important, you know, Dave, not only do I think this song is like fun to listen to and it's pleasing to the ear, but it also makes me think beyond just Christmas and beyond, just listening to the song. And it makes me kind of like reach outside and be like, oh, this is actually kind of weird that I pay for this. Or, oh, this is the practical thing of like what's happening, right? That I am saving photos and stuff. And then I am having to pay for that storage that is in fact saving those photos. And I think there is something to be said about, you know, it's just a void, right? I think there is something to be said about, it's almost like the, you know, it's a, reminds me, sometimes the cloud can just become a landfill, right? Of all your stuff. And I think that's kind of why I really like the song, is it makes me think of all of that, right? What would happen if I didn't have that stuff, right? If I didn't save this stuff, am I holding on to it because it's comfortable? Am I holding on to it because it reminds me of something? Or am I holding on to it because it's like something I can look at? You know, my dad is in retirement age, right? He just retired recently and he wants to have a picture book. He wants to take all of the pictures that are digital and he wants to have a book. He doesn't want them on a screen because he said when he gets even older, he wants to be able to look at a book. I do think there's something important about pictures, you know, and I think there's something especially important about pictures when you get older, when memories start to fade, when things start to get a little bit more, when things are hazy, I think there's something about pictures and whether that be on a screen or not, because you can also like pull them down and do it. Wow. We've been talking about digital skies for a long time now.
It's a tough one to not talk about for a while. Cause it's a very interesting idea, like really interesting concept that Dave is pulling up here. I finally got developed a bunch of the photos from my going away party from when I left New York, and like, I'm really glad I have those photos. You know, like, I'm really glad I have these photos of all these people who I care about. And like, but I'm also glad that they're analog, that they're actually film photos. And so I'm getting them, like, I've got them like developed, and they're like the photo is a physical object. And, you know, I can't copy it infinitely and all that kind of thing. But also, like, that does like lend a certain sort of value to it. Because it's like, this is like the photo, right? This is like, here it is. This is like the record in my hand. And thinking about your dad's like photo book, you know, I was talking to my mom the other day about how, like, you know, she doesn't want to have everything be digital. Like, she wants like she wants physical records of things. And it makes sense. Like, you know, I think about for our parents, you know, they grew up in a time, like, think about how they listened to music when they were kids versus how you listen to music now, right? Like, everything was like records and like tapes. And now, like, I pull up Spotify and there's just like this infinite library of songs, it feels like. But also, this past week, I was trying to find a specific song. Like, I had the lyrics in my head and I was trying to look it up. I used to be able to like look up lyrics through Google and say like lyrics and then like type in the song lyric and it would pop up the song. But it wasn't really working. Like, I kept trying different lines from the song and like it was popping up a bunch of different, it kept popping up like Imagine Dragons, the song lyrics. And it's just funny. It's like as time progresses and there's just more and more stuff on the internet, it kind of gets harder to find things in a certain sense. And like having the physical object is sort of like easier to access, even if it's more limited.
Yeah. What does this song make you feel?
It makes me think about what life would be if we didn't have the ability to save our photos. Would that be worse? Or would we cherish our memories more? What about you?
Yeah, I think it, for me, it makes me feel, there's a sense that I think that the cloud is important, and that while it is something that you think about that you're spending money for, that's why it's important. It's a thing to think about that is important. It's like, if you have a basement or a storage unit or something, that's why, you know, some may say, why do you put all this stuff down here and it's just sitting in a bin? Like, what does it matter? The fact is that thing is important and that's why you're holding on to it. And so I think that having the cloud is an important part of our life. Yeah. For the sake of time, we're going to have to wrap this one up here. I have a counting down clock. If anybody has noticed, Zoom is not giving me the full time because I don't pay for it. All right. Anyway, that's Digital Sky, and I'm Adam.
And I'm Ben. Stay frosty, my friends.
Yeah.